Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement, design, anything around the house every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. You know, this is not the midweek special, but this is actually our Around the Toolbox special. This is where we talk about the trades, and that comes out every Thursday. Wednesdays is our it's our midweek special where we talk about all the different things that happen between the weekend and play a little catch up. Maybe we won't get to it before and after. But today I wanted to talk about the trades, interior design in kitchen and bath showrooms. So this is for you folks out there that work in the design industry. Maybe you have a kitchen and bath showroom. Maybe you work for a big company. I really wanted to talk about marketing and getting your stuff together, because this is the time of the year when you start getting those notices about co-op dollars. And I don't want to see people leave a ton of money on the table that can help you bring in profitable business. So let's back up a little bit. You know, I've got, 28, 29 years of kitchen and bath design underneath my belt. So I'm a certified kitchen designer as well. So I fully understand this process and how it works. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it. I'm going to talk about one of the biggest mistakes that I see kitchen and bath showrooms make out there. And that's going to be having too many cabinet lines in their showroom. If you have more than three or four different cabinet lines that you're carrying, I think you're probably making a huge mistake. Here's why. You want to be a big deal to your kitchen and bath manufacturers out there. Those cabinet manufacturers, you want them to have a great strong partnership with you. And to be honest, if you have six, seven, eight, it's never going to happen. And you can't be everything to everybody. So what I want you to do is, first off, if you can pare that down to about four and build some strong relationships that really fit your client base, you're going to be so much better off. Because here's the other problem that happens, is that when you have that many cabinet lines, there's no way that every single designer gets to work with those and understands it fully and doesn't make mistakes. So it's very clear that when you have six, seven, eight cabinet lines in a showroom, that mistake ratio, of course, is going to go up. Where if you have three, four, you're going to be pretty good, because these people get to learn the ins and outs and the little quirks. I don't care what cabinet line is out there. Everybody has those little quirks where you go, oh, you can't just order it like this. You have to make this modification to make that work. So first off, get those pared down so you've got something where you can actually build a relationship with. Now, being that it's November 7th today, this is the time of year where people start looking at those things that they get in the mail or email or whatever else, those co-op notices where they're trying to figure out what's going on there. And that could be a lot of money left on the table. And I know people, when it comes to advertising, get a little bit quirky out there with that. So here's what I would do. Take a look at what your co-op dollars are out there. And I would even talk to each manufacturer's rep and see if they have any special programs. If you want to come up with a special program to push a cabinet line out there that's one of your strong partners, get a hold of them. Ask them. You'd be surprised over the years from the different manufacturers what I've been able to work out with companies to come up with dollars for marketing to help increase your sales. And that's a huge deal out there. So first off, make sure you see and understand what that co-op dollars are. Second of all, understand what what their rules are so you can play within them. And right now, if you've got those, many companies have it use it or lose it type thing. Why not run some radio ads? Why not run some Facebook ads or some digital ads out there? There are so many things you can do with marketing out there to increase kitchen and bath business in your door. It's unbelievable. There is no time that has made it any easier to advertise and get connected with people than it is right now. So that's something you really need to think about. What can you do to get business in the door? Now, if you're a full service kitchen and bath showroom, there's so much you can do. Start advertising in drive time.
Yep.
Heck, self-service here, hit my show up. But here's the thing, when you go out and build a brand, and that's what you're talking about here, is being the easy button for people out there that are trying to remodel their kitchen. There's nothing more stressful in the house than tearing it apart. So if you can sit there and communicate people that you have experts, that you have affordable and reasonable pricing, nobody wants to play the game of the race to the lowest. And quite frankly, I didn't want those customers anyway in any of the kitchen and bath showrooms I was doing. But if you go out and be aggressive, you can bring in people and make ads that actually communicate with people. I'll be honest, I have a lot of great friends in the magazine world out there. I have spent, of companies that I've either worked for or owned, we have spent probably, well, I know it's six figures. I don't want to go how much into that six figures on magazine ads. And to be honest, they didn't work for any of my kitchen and bath companies that I work for. So, sorry, print guys. You know, I know you've got some other stuff out there that work really well, but for kitchen and bath dealerships, it's never worked for me. Now, radio, yeah, I built a huge company off of radio, and you can go out, get that into people while they're driving to work, while they're driving home, and you can actually sit there and connect with them and be the easy answer for them. So, follow the co-op dollars, understand what those co-op problems are. And then if you've got a special event, maybe an open house, or you've got anything like that that's marketing that you want to do, talk to your sales rep or the company you work with to get that, because there's so many things that you can do to get them to help you market that. Now, maybe they're only paying 50%, but you know something? That just means that you can do a lot more with that money, and you can actually go in and get some going yourself, because who doesn't want to help new customers coming in that you can turn into sales, that you can turn into profits? All right, that's my Around the Toolbox special for this week. Just make sure that you go out and do that stuff if you're a kitchen and bath dealer out there. Coming up this weekend, we got a fun show, by the way, in Around the House. I've got Ox Coffee Box coming in for one quick segment. We're going to be talking about Job Site Coffee Maker. This thing is super durable. And then we're going to be talking about a couple different subjects that I'm kind of happy about. We're going to talk about mounting a TV over the fireplace and my pet peeves there. And then 14 or 15, I don't know how many we're going to get to. We have a lot of fun with it. Household items to replace. People go, what? My editor for my video segments that I do for the radio network, he just had his water heater blow up yesterday, flooded his whole house. Side blew out, big mess. What's the lifespan of a water heater? When should you start thinking about replacing that? We're going to talk about 14 or 15 different items in your home that you should understand the life cycle so you can understand how to plan ahead and plan for it. Plus, we'll take some user and listener calls as well. If any of you kitchen and bath designers out there are going to KBiz or the International Builder Show, I'm actually going to be giving classes down for Voices of the Industry. I'll be doing one on virtual reality design. So stop in and say hi, sign up for that class. And then I'm going to be over with the on the International Builder Show size over there on the high performance building zone stage. You're going to see me over there talking about design a little bit, but mostly we're going to be talking home technology. We're going to be talking smart homes. We're going to be talking ventilation. We'll be talking about a lot of those things that you can catch up on. And you know, those classes over there, you just walk in and they're free. So make sure you head over there and check it out. And you can see that on the International Building Show site with all the times under education. All right, everybody, have a great week. This is going to be a fun weekend out there. Make sure you catch Around the House with Eric G. on any one of the podcasts, or here locally in Portland on AM 860 The Answer, or in Seattle on KVI. And I think that starts airing at about 5 p.m. on Saturdays on KVI. That is 570 a.m. All right, everybody, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, It realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.